Hey, and welcome to another episode of AT Banter.
Banter, banter.
Oh, geez, I forgot. <I'm sorry.
laughs> Really?
My love piece it. Of paper. Hey, this is the podcast, of course, where we talk with advocates and members of the disability community to educate and inspire better conversation about disability. Hey, my name is Rob Minot. And joining me today, Mr. Ryan Flurry.
I've got it together.
So you think. I mean, really, if you didn't have it together, would you really know that you didn't have it together? I don't think.
Well, he did say joining me today, so maybe you're joining him, so he's got it together.
Maybe.
Okay. Oh my God, I hate all of you people. Okay, and also in the room, Mr. Steve Barkley.
That's me. Providing samples of sarcasm as required.
And Liz Malone.
I will be very well behaved this week.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Liz.
You're welcome, Rob.
Yeah. So let's look at us back to full strength again. We were shorthanded last week, just me and Steve. But yeah, we've returned to the ice at full strength.
Great. Oh, wow. Hey, Ryan Liss, you know who missed you guys last week?
Who?
Who?
Nobody.
Oh. But dump bump.
Sitting on that for a week.
Probably.
Waiting for his time. No, you guys were missed, but
just means I can take next week off too. I love it.
Taking any more time off. Forget it. How was the dentist, incidentally?
The dentist? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
Always a great experience.
Isn't it?
Right. And now, wait a minute. So, and I did promise the audience that I would do this, but what about Liz? Where were you, Liz?
I had to get my nails done.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Gee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. She's not telling us anybody.
No.
Forget
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
Well, just, it's okay. There's some conspiracy theories rolling around the internet, just, but that's fine. Be mysterious.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Always.
All right. Hey, Ryan.
Yes, Rob.
Let's get straight to business. What are we doing today?
Today we have a couple people from boldblindbeauty.com joining us. We have Stephanie McCoy and we have Sylvia Stinson Perez who have joined us. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, we've been actually looking forward to this a lot. I love the website, and we will certainly get to it momentarily. But maybe first, we could just start out with maybe just telling us and our audience a little bit about yourselves first.
My name is Stephanie. I like to be called Steph McCoy, and I am the founder of Bold Blind Beauty. I'm a writer, I'm a podcaster. What else am I? I am many things. I'm a mother of three adult children, three adult sons, and a Gigi to three grandchildren. So, Bold Blind Beauty, I should have counted Bold Blind Beauty as one of my children because it is my baby, it's my passion project. So that's me in a nutshell.
And I'm Sylvia Stinson Perez. And I am fortunate enough to be on the Bold Blind Beauty Advisory Council, to be a blog contributor, and to be one of the co-hosts on Bold Blind Beauty on air. And in the rest of my life, I'm the mom of an adult daughter, and I'm married, and I live in Florida. I work for the American Foundation for the Blind, and I've spent my entire career more or less in the blindness field, which has been just a privilege and honor for me.
Wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit about Bold Blind Beauty and sort of how it all started.
Well, it started as a result of my sight loss. I began losing my sight back in 2005. It spanned 4 years. So I had a 4-year period to sort of get adjusted to it before I was declared legally blind and heard those words, no one wants to hear that, you know, there's no more that they could do for me. I didn't know that at that time, but they should have put a comma after that me and said, you know, there was no more they could do for me medically. However, there's all these other cool things that could be done. So I learned through trial and error that there was this rather phenomenal community of people, of advocates and business people and just amazing people who happened to be blind, who were doing amazing things. I immersed myself within that community and that helped me get through it because as many people who lose sight later in life, we find that it's a very difficult process. It's kind of lonely because you find yourself surrounded by a lot of caring people who want to help, but they don't know quite know how to do that because they've not experienced sight loss. And that's where I found myself. So I created Bold Blind Beauty after giving a speech to a group of blind women about how to apply makeup. There was a lot of questions after the speech, and it showed me that there was an interest definitely in this area. So I thought, why not just, you know, create a blog addressing some of these topics on beauty and sight loss, blindness, blindness awareness, that type of thing, and use it to empower blind women. So essentially, I created it to empower women who are on the blindness spectrum to embrace their beauty, increase their confidence, claim their power, and to boldly break barriers. And I'm so proud to say that today the site features stories of people across the blindness spectrum from all walks of life to further our mission of improving humanity by changing the way we perceive one another. So it essentially was born out of my own personal experience of losing my sight and trying to help people to understand that there is no one way to be blind.
So now did it really just start out as just sort of a blog?
Yes.
And how often did you post?
That's the funny thing. When I first started, I did my first post in December of 2014. I don't know if that post is still up because I've went through the site as the years have progressed and, you know, taken some stuff down and cleaned it up a bit. But I started off with the intention of posting every single day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had that intention once.
That lasted about 6 months. And I told myself at the 6 month mark, this is hard. This is very, very hard. And I don't know if I could sustain this because at that time, you know, and you truly don't know what you don't know. And I didn't know anything about blogging. I had to teach myself how to do it. And I took a year to do research on it, but I just totally was not prepared for all the work that was involved. And then adding to it, the social media that was connected to it as well. There was just so much work. I had to scale back and rethink some things. So
2014, I mean, that's, let me do the math on that. What is that? Eight years. Thank you. Clearly this is not a math podcast. I mean, 8 years, I mean, it is remarkable to think that, you know, it started out as a blog. And today, I mean, it's much, much bigger. And, you know, with all the contributors and you have merch, you've got a podcast, which we'll talk about as well. But I mean, what was that process like? Like, how fast did it grow?
Yeah, it grew slowly, which is my preference because I'm very methodical and systematic about the way I do things. So I was okay with that. Plus, I wanted to figure out a way to monetize it. And with it being just a blog at first, I wasn't sure what that was going to look like until I had a designer create my icon, the brand icon, Abby, who's on the site. She also has her own personal backstory. And she's the one who I used to create the merch. So, you know, it took some time and it took connecting with other people. And I think that's the most important aspect of it, is the other people. I had one woman reach out to me through the blog. She gave almost her whole life story in one comment with her phone number. And I almost had a heart attack. I'm like, who does that? You never put your phone number in a blog. But we connected, we developed this wonderful friendship, and she was the one that helped me to really streamline it, get the messaging in order, and just create all these wonderful articles and things, telling Abby's story, and just so many wonderful things she helped me do. And then in 2019, she died suddenly. And I thought, well, now what am I going to do? And Nazreen, who's not with us today, but she is like my right-hand person, she, Nazreen Buddha, she was traveling to India. I was traveling to Kansas, and she sends me a message through Skype or something, I can't remember now. And she's like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, just wanted to check in with you. You know, I really like what you're doing and I want to help. And she was more or less like saying she was going to help whether I liked it or not. And so she came on and helped me to take it even further. And then we started meeting other people like Sylvia and some of our other advisory board members. And ever since then, it's just like, that's when the magic began happening. It's because we've been connecting with people who are really, really passionate about our mission.
So I have been visually impaired my whole life from RP. And so I've gradually lost vision, and I've always been really cognizant of appearance and really just focused on looking my best. And as I said, I worked my career in the field of blindness, so with all ages, and did a lot of work with young people and even older people who want to look great. They want to wear makeup, they want to fix their hair. And so I also teach people how to do all those things as a certified vision rehab therapist. I've spent lots of time teaching people how to put on makeup and how to organize their clothes, how to pick out clothes, etc. And so when I happened to meet Steph and learned about Bold Blind Beauty, I was like, oh my goodness, this is just amazing. I want to be a part of this. And I think essentially, Steph, the minute I met you too, I was like, please let me be a part. And I started off by writing blog posts. And what I love about doing that is mine are usually more on the kind of motivational, inspirational side. And that is my very fun kind of creative thing that I get to do for writing. And just, I feel like, so I started off as a social worker. So it's kind of my social worker coming out, encouraging and inspiring people to be their best, to think about where they're going and what they're doing, and to really embrace their blindness and their beauty. So, as I was on, Steph invited me to be on the advisory board, and we started talking about, okay, what's next? What's the big thing we can do? And I said, I think we should have a podcast.
And what did I do?
Steph was immediately like, oh God, really?
But oh, I'm going to say Steph, that
she totally embraced it and learned everything she needed to do to edit and all of that, and to get it on all the different platforms. I mean, that Steph drives that. So she embraced it after she had a heart attack and was like, yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Ryan, Rob, which one of you knuckleheads told me I needed a podcast?
Yeah, actually, I forget. It was too long ago, but it was might have been both of us. Well, now, so what I find really fascinating, and because we've been podcasting for far too long, but you know what we've sort of discovered in our own podcast is that you talk to a lot of people, and especially people who have gone through that process of vision loss. Really, what is a common thread among all their stories is that a lot of times they will find something that helps them deal with that loss. And sometimes, in fact, it can be not necessarily, I pause to say it's not a negative thing, but because of course, you know, losing your vision is a hard process to go through, but it can also be a very transformative experience mm-hmm. yes. and a positive experience, especially if you can latch on to something that you're passionate about, that you're able to do and participate in. You know, we've talked to people who were never athletes prior to their vision loss, and they lost their vision and they became a Paralympic athlete. And I feel like the site and what you've kind of built is kind of that. It sounded like it started out with a way for you to sort of process things, but it's grown into something that actually helps other people process their own vision loss.
You are so correct. I started it, I believe, with the intent of, yes, empowering others, but it was sort of cathartic to me to be writing and sharing my story. But then as I met more people and began sharing their stories, that is, I think, when it began to change. And it wasn't really about me, because I'm almost like, I don't want to use the word flabbergasted, because I don't think that's the word. Plus, I think that word is probably not used anymore, at least not by the cool kids. But at any rate, I'm always surprised when people ask me how I lost my sight, because I almost never really talk about my sight loss. You know, it's always about the stories of other people, because that's really what Bold Blind Beauty is about. It's about sharing the stories of these other people and just how amazing they are. And it's not because they're blind. I think it's just much more than that. Like you said, I think it's a transformative process that we go through. And it's like, you know, I always felt like I wanted to do something to help improve the world just a little bit, you know, before I die. That was always sort of my goal, but I really didn't know what that was. I've always had sort of a deep, not sort of, but a deep appreciation for equity for people, for each person. I think we're just too focused on the numbers of people, and it's too easy to group people like into a bucket. Like, and right. Social media doesn't help, because it's all about likes and, you know, comments and how many you can get, as opposed to focusing on just one individual and just that one individual's needs and what they need, because each of us are unique. You know, biologically we're the same, but beyond that, we're all different, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with that. We should be celebrating our differences, and it is transformative. It's powerful.
I would also add that every challenge we go through gives us an opportunity to find the courage within ourselves, but also to, as you talked about, connect with other people and find the, you know, inspiration in other people as well. That's a lot what Bold Blind Beauty does.
Yeah, I know for us, I mean, that's, we've started kind of have the same experience in the life of this podcast. You know, when we first started this podcast, you know, it was just going to be a podcast about assistive technology, because that was the field that we all happened to work in. And I think that lasted about 4 or 5 episodes. And then we started talking to members of the community, and we were just completely floored at just how powerful a lot of the stories were. And we found that the value in sharing those stories. And I think that platforms like podcasting and like blogging is really powerful, because being able to share those stories with people that are in different places on their own journey, I think you just can't understate how powerful that can be.
And as it relates to technology, I think it also helps people who maybe have, you know, experienced that vision loss realize, oh my gosh, I could do this. I could learn the technology that enables me to continue to use the computer or to podcast or to get my voice heard out there. So I think the technology part, you know, I know you're AT banter, and I think technology is really important. And, you know, I've heard in my whole career, it's the equalizer for people who are blind. And that is so true. And we're using technology through the blog and through the website and through the podcast to bring that voice to the world.
Technology can be really powerful in people's lives, but what you're doing is you're enhancing self-esteem, which is essentially the same thing that technology can bring to the table. You know, anything that helps develop somebody's self-esteem in strange circumstances for many people, you know, going through the process of vision loss can be, as Rob said before, transformative. There's often a lot of depression that comes alongside that. I mean, there's the whole grieving process to it. And to be able to break out of that is hugely empowering, and I love that you guys are helping develop that self-esteem that people need to move forward in their lives.
Oh, well, that's so important, because we recognize that, you know, it's through sharing these stories and amplifying our voices within a community that change can happen. The idea behind Bold Blind Beauty wasn't just for blind people, though. It was, yes, to empower blind women, but it was to connect sighted and blind people, because I recognized that sighted people needed to understand blind people and vice versa. I felt that if it was just a blog or platform reaching just blind people, that would have its benefits, but it would almost be like preaching to the choir when I felt like we had a broader message. You know, our mission is about improving humanity by changing the way we perceive one another. That's a really broad mission, but it's that way intentionally, because in my mind, we have to begin there. Looking at people, and I'm always saying, Sylvia has heard me say this a million times, we have to accept people where they are as they are.
Yeah.
And we all have challenges.
Yes, everybody does. Everybody does. Even people who are considered able-bodied, which I like to call temporarily able, because all of us can at any time in our lives acquire a disability, and it's only through fate or, you know, the stars that we might not. But the older we get, our risk for acquiring a disability increases exponentially. So that's another reason why I felt like we had to talk to not just blind people, but sighted people as well, and then connecting everybody to let them know this is even bigger than blindness. You know, it's really about people. It's a human thing, you know?
Steph, at the beginning of this podcast, you actually used the phrase, which I loved. You said that there's no one way to be blind. And what's interesting is that when I was going through all of your rich content, you know, I got to watch some videos and listen to some podcasts and read some blogs, is that one of my takeaways was, wow, there is no one way to either be beautiful or more so feel beautiful.
Yes.
And I definitely felt that radiation of content, that this is for any person who wants to just really sort of engulf themselves in, hey, I can feel good whatever in whichever way I want, and take little tidbits of lessons learned from all different types of women. It seems like it's mostly women content that you have. And it is so applicable, regardless whether you're sight impaired or not. It's just very good human advice, which I absolutely adored.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad to hear you say that, because when we started, we had men, we had women, we've had younger people, we've had more senior people. And that I didn't expect. I really didn't expect that. And Sylvia can testify to the idea of what you were talking about. There's more than one way to be beautiful. She talks about this a lot of times in her pieces. And what she said here on this podcast, there is so many ways to be beautiful and to see beauty.
And to feel to beauty.
Feel beauty, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and to just radiate beauty. And I think that, you know, beauty really should be viewed more as a gender neutral word. You know, I think we always think of, you know, beauty has to just be, you know, women and their hair and their makeup. It's really just a feeling and an expression. But I think that the content is so inviting. And I think, like we were saying about how in this landscape of so much ugliness that we sometimes all experience on social media, you have created this nook of this positivity, which I think is very refreshing.
Thank you so much. And to your point about beauty and men, it's funny you say that, because one of our first guys, well, he wasn't the first one, but he was the first one that approached me, and he wanted to be featured. And he said, and he's from Australia, so in his accent, and I can't imitate him because he's a beautiful accent, but he said, I am confident in my manhood. And I am unafraid to be called a beauty or something to that effect. And so we did feature him last year as a man in motion. But, you know, it's amazing that all these guys that we featured as men in motion, none of them have an issue with being on Bold Blind Beauty. One of them.
In Canada, we've co-opted the term, right? So I can say, hey, that Ryan, he's a beauty, eh?
but I think beauty is about living your life in a way that is courageous, that inspires others, that recognizes the wonder of living.
Yes. We don't use that word enough, wonder. Sometimes when I think about it, I think of when I was a child and just being so amazed by seeing things for the first time. And we lose that as adults. But that's what's so amazing about children. You know, they're seeing everything for the first time, and they do have a sense of wonder.
And if we can see ourselves and other people through those eyes, but through our hearts, then we can recognize the beauty in others and ourselves. And you know what? We didn't really talk about the bold part, that courageous part.
Let's talk about that.
That's a big thing that we try to bring to our audience, whether it be through the blog posts and the contributors or through the podcast, is that living boldly, living confidently, being an advocate.
Yes. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that at all. The name Bold Blind Beauty. I chose to put the word blind in between bold and beauty because, number one, is never associated with either of those words. And I felt that has to change. And I wanted to embrace my own blindness, because I'm unafraid to say that I'm blind. Now, for people who don't understand, I will say I'm legally blind or I'm visually impaired, because that's what they're used to hearing. But then I break it down for them and help them to understand that blindness is indeed a spectrum. But to be blind and to be out here living our lives confidently is bold. That is bold. When you think about the people that aren't blind and won't do that. I mean, it takes a certain amount of tenacity to be able to do that.
True.
And I think when you're able to do that, that's a beautiful thing. So bold, blind beauty. Yes.
I've got a great bold story for you. I was just talking about this the other day with some folks who went with me down to space camp in Alabama. So space camp every year, they do a space camp for the visually impaired. And they had just finished setting up this obstacle course, which included things like a pole that you climbed up and jumped off of, and a big climbing wall with a zip line coming off of it. And the folks who organized it, they had to really, really try and get the folks from space camp to allow the blind kids to do this course. They finally convinced them that they could do it. And over the course of the time that I was there, our group, every single blind kid went up the climbing wall and went down the zip line. At the end of the camp, one of the guys who ran the place went up to me, says, "You know, we have corporate events, we have high schoolers, we have college groups, we have elementary schools. This is the first group that has ever gone up that tower and down that zip line, all of them, every single one of them." And there's so much we can do as a community when we inspire ourselves. And I love what you guys are doing.
So talk to me a little bit about the podcast. How did that all start? And I don't know, how are you enjoying it? How are you finding, what's the reception been to it?
Oh gosh, the way it started was all Sylvia's idea. She's going to kill me for saying that. I know she will. Stop saying that, Steph. But it was. And honestly, when she mentioned it, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I thought my head was going to explode because I'm like, we are doing all these things right now. How are we possibly going to do a podcast? And then I did the research and found that podcasts were skyrocketing. And the platform we wanted to use was a good platform. And so we just sort of just dove headfirst into it, really.
And we only do one a month.
Yes, that's all we can manage right now. But it's really enjoyable because, again, because of our team, you know, Nazarene and Sylvia, without the two of them, there's no way I could have pulled it off. No way whatsoever. Sylvia is so instrumental in helping us to, you know, just pull it together with our timeline, with our questions, just pulling all that together. I do all the editing and everything. And I sort of, as much as I complain about it, I think I must enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
That sounds familiar.
She definitely has the hard work. But we plan out in advance and we try to make the podcast relevant. And I think that probably more than anything, the podcasts do focus on issues around blindness and advocacy. And maybe, Steph, you want to talk about how we chose the AIR, Bold Blind Beauty on AIR, and what that means?
Oh, I love AIR. We love AIR. So
I'm a fan.
on Bold Blind Beauty, I came up with this acronym AIR, accessibility. At that time, it was accessibility, inclusion, and representation. And all of us thought that was amazing. Oh my God, this is so amazing. So then when we came up with the podcast, we needed a name. So we reached out to, you know, our team and we're like, we need a really cool name for this podcast. And it was our global ambassador from Russia who came up with the name, Bold Blind Beauty on AIR. And then I go back to everybody else. I'm like, but I need an image. What kind of image represents AIR? And Sylvia said, how about a hot air balloon? And I'm like, wow, that's really cool. So we got our image, we got the name, we did change accessibility to access because we feel that access is a broader term that includes accessibility. And there's so many ways that we can go, you know, in so many directions with just using the word access. So it's access, inclusion, and representation. And this year, last year, when we look back at all of the people that we featured last year and the conversations we had, we felt like it was more about inclusion. So this year we wanted to focus on access. So before each episode, I give a little sort of update on access and what it is, what it looks like. And then we launch into, you know, our conversation.
And Steph, I also really appreciate the fact that your advocacy goes a step further and you do make representation as a woman of color. I'm a woman of color also, so I certainly always like to, you know, acknowledge representation. And I really do feel that you've done a very interesting job of sort of weaving all of these different elements in like this beautiful quilt. And it's very, like, there's a lot happening, but somehow it all works. Is that, yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah, and honestly, I sit back some days, I'm like, how does this all work? But again, it's because of all the people that I've surrounded myself with. I mean, we have some amazing, amazing people who have some brilliant ideas. And every time somebody comes to me with another idea, it's like, oh, great, let's implement it. And I just can't.
We have some new things coming.
We do. We do. Oh, my gosh. Every time I think about it, I just get all excited.
So are we getting an exclusive? Are we going to get be able to break breaking news on AT Banter about what's happening next with Bold Blind Beauty? Come on, pressure's on now.
Sylvia, do you want to go or?
Well, we're working on finding a way to have a live stream on YouTube.
We're afraid of that because we would be canceled within the first week.
No, we're not afraid of that. You guys are afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. We are going live next week.
Come on, guys.
There will be a live stream. That's right.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're thinking about doing. We have a number of projects going on, and we actually just recently updated the website to reflect sort of the behind the scenes projects, because it had occurred to me just a few weeks ago, I'm like, we got all this stuff going on, but we don't have it like anywhere like where everybody can see it. You know, we talk about it, but it's like, we need people to see what we're doing. So for example, our virtual work experience program, which is for students, high school or college students with disabilities to intern with us. Now, obviously we work with other companies who partner with us who actually pay the interns, and then we provide the actual training, mentorship, that type thing, and help them acquire the skills that they need to further their education or even a job. The most recent one was an Awakening the Senses panel session that we hosted. And when I say we, I mean our two young interns hosted on Friday evening. And it was really cool. They acquired the panelists. So there were six panelists. They talked about topics about romance, sexting, dating, all of these types of things like that occur, you know, in the online universe and what that's like for them. And it was really, really interesting. And to know that, you know, we had this 17-year-old and this 20-something, you know, do this, and this was their first time ever doing something like this, was awesome, just awesome.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, but I just have to really emphasize this to anybody who's and I encourage all of our listeners to go check out Bold Blonde Beauty, because it's really amazing what's there, because there really is like this huge depth and breadth of content and materials there. Like you guys are up to so much. Like I'm flabbergasted that how you guys stay on top of it and create all this content and have all these things going on. It really is amazing.
It's Steph. Steph's the leader.
It's all of us. It is all of us.
Well, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds like what's happened there is that you've built this really amazing community, all this collaboration that's going on, and it just goes to show you what can happen with the power of community.
Yeah, I think it's the power of wanting to make that positive difference, and really the power of the message and trying to work together to really empower other people to find their bold, their beauty in their blindness.
Yes, and Sylvia, you hit the nail on the head, the message. I'm always telling people, you know, we have this merch and we have all these things happening, but I am a horrible, horrible marketing person. Because I don't like being sold to, so I hesitate to sell to other people. But, you know, finding a way to sell the message is something that is very palatable to me. We don't sell, I don't believe, products. We're selling a message. We're selling a message of empowerment. We are, by merit of what we're doing, you know, I'm a blind woman managing this site and all of these different pieces that go along with it, was able to collaborate with all of these creative minds. And we're all on the blindness spectrum, or we have some other form of disability. And we do have a couple people who don't have disabilities because they were just so inspired by the things that we're doing. They wanted to be part of our community. I think it just shows people that, you know, even though there are barriers, there's physical barriers, there's sort of metaphysical barriers, we can break through those barriers if we come together as a community and just figure out a way to do that. And that's what we're doing. We're doing that with AIR.
All right. Well, for anybody who is interested in finding out more and visiting the site, where can people find you guys?
We are everywhere.
And believe me, everybody, they are.
Boldblindbeauty.com is the website. We are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Bold Blind Beauty. Oh, and then the podcast, Bold Blind Beauty on AIR. Yes.
No, you can't mention that. We don't want competition.
Competition is good. Listen, ladies, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out and chatting with you. And really to thank you for all the hard work that you guys are putting in and creating a really amazing online community that I think is really important to a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And listen, we'll see you at the live stream. I'm going to check it out.
Hey, check us out with the breaking news. We are so much more than AT Banta. We are news.
There you go.
Bold Blind Beauty news. You heard it here first, folks.
That's right.
Bye. Awesome.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. See ya. Good night.
Man, the energy level.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, honestly, you go to the site and it's like, it's amazing all the stuff that they've got going on over there. I mean, I was stunned to learn that it's only 8 years old. I mean, I was stunned that I could do the math to figure out that it was 8 years old. But then after I did that, I was also stunned to find that it was only 8 years old. just incredible. The amount of work that they must be doing over there, because they have advisory councils. All the profiles that they do on people have YouTube videos connected to them.
Yep, they've got a team of contributors, interns.
Interns, they have interns.
They've got everything. Interns. It's awesome.
Wait, where do we get an intern?
We need an intern.
I know.
We probably need an advisory council.
Ryan, get us an intern.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that was great. I love it. Air. I wish we would have thought of that.
I know, right? So marketable.
Yeah, it really is. It's perfect. Air. I mean, everybody needs air.
Exactly. It's a good acronym, yeah.
Everybody loves air.
Like I said, my first response, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Well, anybody else? Anything else to say about that?
We could be hair.
Oh, well, some of us could.
I put the H in hair. I put the hair in H, or I put the...
We could be chair, the Canadian home of...
Oh.
Wait. Chair. Canadian home of air. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's true. Chair.
Mm-hmm. And Rob, just so you are caught up, poor Edmonton lost in four straight.
Oh, did they? Did Calgary win the Battle of Alberta? Is that
no? Edmonton beat Calgary, and then Calgary went on to meet the Avalanche, and the Avalanche spanked them.
They avalanched them.
Oh, they did.
They buried them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so what's that? What are the implications? Are the playoffs over?
No, the playoffs are not over. Okay, it comes down tonight to Tampa Bay and the New York Rangers. And depending on who wins that matchup, they go on to meet Colorado in the finals.
Oh, exciting.
So we're almost there.
The big old finals.
All right. Well,
and then you look forward to the end of hockey season.
I was going to say that, I look forward to next week's update. To see if, what's going to happen.
We're coming down the home stretch, Rob, and then it'll be all over. We won't talk about hockey for at least a few months.
No, it's all good. Listen, if the listeners enjoy it, then I'm all for it.
I don't know. Has anyone emailed us and complained?
Not so far.
No, I don't think so. So there you go. I mean, I'm set. Like, my team is sports, so I think it's going to win no matter what. So, got a shoe. And if only I had a bookie that I could place a bet, 10 to 1 on sports, be a rich man. Hey, Liz.
Who, what?
Yeah, I know you're stunned, aren't you?
Flabbergasted.
She is flabbergasted.
But she's a beauty.
Gabber flasted.
Beauty, eh?
Hey, where can people find us?
We can be found online at atbanter.com.
They can also drop us an email if they so desire at cowbell@atbanter.com.
And if they're so inclined towards them social media things, they can find us on Facebook and Twitter if they go looking.
You know what I've realized? In this new outro that we've built since Liz joined us, we didn't leave Ryan anything to do other than hit the cowbell.
Isn't that awesome? Love it.
How do you manage that? Yeah. Man, that's a sweet division of labor.
Right. I can hit stop anytime and lose all of you.
Click.
All right. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, clearly.
Whoever said that?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Somebody did. I think it was Socrates, maybe. Or David Letterman, one of the two. All right. Is that it? Are we done?
That's it. We're done. Prepare for the live stream next week.
Are you really serious about that?
I'm going to look into it. We might live stream over YouTube or Facebook next week.
Over. All right. What would we live? Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk. Yeah. What are we going to live stream? Like live next stream the show?
Interview. Yep.
Who's next week's interview?
Chad Boughton.
Chad. Oh, right. Oof. I don't know, dude.
Okay, I haven't done any homework, so I don't know who our guest, better guest yet.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's another podcaster, but yeah, he might not be the best one for live streaming, but we are doing a live stream.
All right. Well, listen.
Before the end of the year.
You plan it. I'll show up and make an idiot of myself.
Excellent.
Do it every week anyways.
That's just it. You know, we'll just be doing it live.
Yeah. I'll get some hard seltzer and.
Exactly.
I always have my hard seltzer.
White Claw. It's White Claw, everybody. I bet you it's White Claw. White Claw, give me free booze.
No, give Liz free booze. She's the one doing
that.
Oh,
you admit it.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No.
Yeah, we nailed you on
that one. I should turn on my camera just to show you the can.
It's too tricky for you.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Get ready to do a quick screen capture. Quick.
Whatever. No, it's fine. Have your mysteries. Like, honestly, that's, you know what? Somebody once said that too. The air is clear, the water is wet, and women have secrets.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
It's time to go.
It's called casual chauvinism.
No, I'm serious. No, it's, I'm just saying.
You've been reading 50 Shades of Grey or something? Like,
no, 50 Shades of Gravy. I've been reading that. No, but I'm just saying, she's very mysterious. A lot of people like that. It's fine.
Oh, that's true.
Has someone had a bad Bumble date recently or something?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a compliment.
Is it?
You got to keep things. Yes, you got to keep things mysterious. You got to keep things spicy. Apparently, what do I know? I'm single. Good point.
There you go.
Anyways, okay. Well.
Till next week, everybody.
Yeah, that's
relationship
it.
Right. Advice from Rob.
No, trust me, I'm not giving anybody relationship advice. Oh, God. All right. Anyways.
Next week, the topic will be self-circumcision. There you go.
What? Whoa.
Steve, get your Dremel.
Listen, Steve actually could give lessons that. You see what he did to his finger with a power tool?
Oh.
I almost exploded it a little.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Anyways, all right. Yeah. Okay, that is going to about do it for us this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. We will see everybody next week.